Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chof Hei, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the top of Daf Chof Hei Amir Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Abba Ben Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Reb Moshe Chaim. So Sukkah Daf Chof Hei is a daf that requires an asterisk next to it. It's an often learned daf. There are many limudim that begin with Sukkah Daf Chof Hei. It's a daf that hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba. And on that note, zok de Mishnah. Shluchei mitzvah peturin min ha-sukkah. Someone that is on his way to do a mitzvah is potter from the mitzvah of Sukkah. So Rashi says, what exactly are shluchei mitzvah? Holchei b'derech mitzvah. These are people that are traveling to do a mitzvah. So not so much that these people are doing mitzvahs, but they're traveling, they're on their way to do mitzvahs. And Rashi gives a few examples. Kegoin lo mai Torah. Someone is on his way to learn Torah. Ulahakbol pnei rabbi. Or he's on his way to visit his rebbe. V'liftei shvuyim. Or he's on his way to do the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. Shluchei mitzvah says the Mishnah are potter min hasukah. Choylin umisham sheim p'tur min hasukah. If somebody's a choylo, he's not well. Or someone that's attending to a chayla is also potter min hasukah. And finally, oichlin v'shoysin aroi chutz l'sukah. One is allowed to eat or drink as long as the achila or shtia is of the temporary nature outside of the sukkah. So really, the Mishnah is giving examples of people that are potter from the mitzvah of sukkah on sukkahs. Number one, shluchei mitzvah. Number two, chaylin u'misham sheyim. And number three, you're allowed to eat an achila saroi, and you're allowed to drink a shtia saroi outside of the sukkah. So the Gemara is going to go through all three of these examples of people that are patur min hasukkah, but today's daf is going to focus on the first, and that is the halacha that shluchei mitzvah patur min hasukkah. Says the Gemara, Nani Mili, what's the makar to that? Just because someone's on his way to learn Torah, he's patur min hasukkah. Just because somebody is on his way to visit his rebbe, he's patur min hasukkah. Just because someone's on his way to do pidyon shvuim, he's patur min hasukkah. You definitely need a makar to say something like that. Says the Gemara, there is a makar. The Tana Rabbanon, it's a braisa. We say in Kriya Shema, b'shiftecha b'veisecha uvelechtecha v'aderech. That pasuk is describing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, according to most Rishonim, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the Torah says that one is obligated to recite Kriya Shema b'shiftecha b'veisecha when he's sitting in his house, uvelechtecha v'aderech, and when he's traveling on the road, says the Braisa. When it says in the Torah b'shiftecha b'veisecha, we learn prat lo'isik b'mitzvah. Someone that's sitting in his house is obligated in Kriya Shema. But if somebody's doing a mitzvah, he's potter from Kriya Shema. Uvelachtecha v'aderech, prat lo chasan. That's coming to exclude a chasan. Why would a chasan be potter from Kriya Shema? Because a chasan is also oisik b'mitzvah. Now, a chasan, we're describing, obviously, the night of his chasana. He has a mitzvah, the be'ila rishoyna, with his kala, meaning that he's torud in the machshava of that be'ila. He's also considered to be oisik b'mitzvah, and it's for that reason, says the Braisa, if an oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, a chasan is also going to be potter min ha-mitzvah. But to be clear, b'shiftecha b'veisecha prat lo oisik b'mitzvah, uvelechtecha b'aderech prat lo chasan are saying the same exact thing. They're saying that oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, but the Braisa said it in two groups. Number one, generally, oisik b'mitzvah is potter from Kriya Shema, and number two, a chasan is potter from Kriya Shema. And Rashi and Tosis both ask the obvious question, and that is, why do we need two psukim to teach me the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah is potter from Kriya Shema? B'shivtecha b'veisecha, prat lo oisik b'mitzvah. Uvelechtecha v'aderech, prat lo chasan. Why is a chasan excluded? Because he's oisik b'mitzvah. So he's included in oisik b'mitzvah. So why do we need a special pasuk to tell me prat lo chasan? So Rashi says, because really, prat lo chasan is a much bigger chiddush. Because in prat lo chasan, you see that even though the chasin is not engaged in the mitzvah, he's just thinking about the mitzvah. That is enough to say that he has a din of an oisik b'mitzvah, and he's going to be potter. Had we had only one drasha, I would think someone that's physically engaged in a mitzvah is potter from Kriya Shema. But somebody that's only thinking about the mitzvah, and as a result, his mind is tarud, maybe that's not enough of a p'tor. That's why we need two drashas. Number one, if the person's physically engaged in the mitzvah. And number two, prat lo chasan, someone who's thinking about a mitzvah, that's also enough. Mikana Amru, the Braisa continues and says, a koinis is a psula potter. Someone that's koinis a psula, someone that's marrying a psula, a woman that's getting married for the first time, he's potter from saying Kriya Shema. That's amana chayef. However, somebody that is marrying an amana is chayef. And the reason is, because there's a thought that someone that's koines es habesula, he's tarred in the mitzvah, whereas somebody that's marrying an almana, he's not tarred in the mitzvah. But the bottom line is, what's the makar to the halacha that shluchei mitzvah apturim in asoka? It's learned out from the parasha of Kriyat Shema b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat la'isik b'mitzvah uvelechtecha v'aderech prat l'chasim, which essentially is also prat la'isik b'mitzvah. Now the makar is the parasha of Kriyat Shema. We're applying it to Sukkah, but that's obvious, because if an Oisik B'mitzvah is pater from Kriyat Shema, then an Oisik B'mitzvah will be pater from Sukkah. Oisik B'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. The Mishnah is talking about Sukkah. The Makar is Kriyat Shema. Hatzad Ashava Shavahen is they're both mitzvahs. Someone that's Oisik B'mitzvah, even the Machsheves mitzvah, is pater min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara asks the obvious question. My mashma, where do you see it in the Pasuk? What is B'shivtecha B'veisecha have to do with prat la'isik b'mitzvah? What does uvelechtecha v'aderech have to do with prat l'chasen? Amar Rafunas, Rafunas said k'derech. The makar was from uvelechtecha v'aderech, similar to derech. Ma derech rishos, avkol rishos. If the Torah says uvelechtecha v'aderech, meaning if you're traveling, you're obligated to say kriyishma. Someone that's traveling is obviously not doing a mitzvah. What mitzvah could you possibly be doing if you're traveling? Frank the Gemara, how do you know? Miloy askinon the causal of our mitzvah. Maybe the Torah's uvelechtecha v'aderech is talking about like our Mishnah, shluchei mitzvah. Maybe the person is doing a mitzvah, kamer achmano likri, and still the Torah is saying the likri. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not the makar. It's not derech. That's not the point. The point is, imkein le makra b'sheves uveleches. My b'shiftecha uvelechtecha b'leches didach hu de mechayves ha b'leches de mitzvah p'tiris. The drasha is b'shiftecha. When you're sitting for your own purpose, uvelechtecha, you're traveling for your own purpose. When you're engaged in lecha, in your personal thing, that's when you're obligated in Kriyat Shema. However, if you're engaged in melech shamayim, if you're traveling or you're doing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not chayiv in Kriyat Shema. That's the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Again, it says it by Kriyat Shema. Now we say if it's true by Kriyat Shema, it's going to be true by Sukkah as well. Says the Gemara, Ihachi afilu koines es almana. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between koines es habesul and koines es almana? The Braisa said, Mikan amru, ha koines es habesul apater. Ves almana chayiv. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? So we spoke it out already. Koines habesul tarit, koines almana le tarit. Someone that's koines habesul, he's tarit in the mitzvah. Someone that's koines beulah, he's koines almana, he's not tarit in the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, one second. So it sounds a little bit like someone that's tarud in a mitzvah, that's enough for him to be patim in a mitzvah. Hakoines as hachbesula, being that he is tarud in the mitzvah, in the be'ila rishayna, that's enough to exempt him from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Says the Gemara, it sounds like if you're tarud in something, that's it. You don't have to do mitzvahs. You have a bad day? You're tarud, you're thinking about something that happened, you're potter min ha-mitzvah. Freak the Gemara, is that true? V'chalecha the tarud? Hachin nami the potter? Elamayat. So let me ask you a question. Tavus v'nos b'ayam. If someone had a ship and it sunk, the tarud, he's clearly tarud. Hachin nami the potter? You're going to tell me he's potter? And the Gemara says, v'chitem hachin nami. Before you answer, if you're going to tell me, actually, yeah, maybe someone that's having a bad day is potter from Kriyishma. V'amir rababa b'azab d'om ha-rav. Rababa b'azab is saying the name of Rab. Oval chai b'chol mitzvah. Muris b'tayr chutz b'nat tefillin. An oval who's ba'avelos, who's mourning, who's ein locha tarud g'doylo mi hu. Still, that loch is, he's chayv in all mitzvahs of the Torah, with the exception of tefillin. Technical reason, we'll see more about it on Amid Beis. Sharei nema behen pe'er, because it says regarding tefillin that it's pe'er, it's meant to beautify a person, and when someone's in avelos, he's not supposed to be beautiful. But the point is that you see that somebody that's tarud is chayv in mitzvahs. So if there's an idea that someone that's koines es habesulas pater from Kriyat Shema because he's tarud, he's not doing a mitzvah, he's just tarud, there may be anyone that's tarud, tavas finas bayam should also be pater. Somewhere says, no, hacha tarud tirda the mitzvah, hasam tarud tirda the rishos. Two different types of tirda. What we say a koines es habesulas pater because he's tarud, it's because he's tarud in a mitzvah. The bila rishayin is a mitzvah, that's what's causing the tirda. Oh, it's a tarud for a mitzvah, that's included in oisik b'mitzvah pater men a mitzvah. It's the chiddush, the second drush of oisik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah teaches me that not only someone that's doing a mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, but even someone that's only tarud in the mitzvah is going to be patur min ha-mitzvah. Someone that's tavas finasa bayam, he's tarud, but he's tarud b'dvar rishos. And being that he's tarud b'dvar rishos, he doesn't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. In other words, the Mishnah says, shluchei mitzvah peturin min ha-soka, which in English means, ha-oisik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah are all engaging in mitzvah. These are people that are involved in a mitzvah. Kegoyin, lo meitoyru, lahakbo pnei rabbi, feliftei shvuin. And because these people are doing a mitzvah, so they have a din of an oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah is patim in a mitzvah. The Gemara said, minu ani mili, and the Gemara brought the makar that's stated here in Sukkah Chafei, it's also in Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph, is, it's learned out from the Shiftecha, Biveisecha, Uvalechtecha Vaderech. You're chayv in Kriyishma when you're sitting in your house. You're chayv in Kriyishma when you're on the road. But the point that Chazal were emphasizing was b'shifticha. It sounds like when you're sitting for your own reason. Uvalechtecha, when you're on the road doing your own thing. However, if your sheves and your bias wouldn't be shifticha right now, but you're engaged in melech ha-shamayim, you're traveling with dvar mitzvah, then you'd be potter from Kriyishma. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter mi Kriyishma. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter min kol ha-mitzvahs. And that's where we have the halacha of shluchei mitzvah, p'tur min ha-sukkah. It's interesting that we have two drashas. B'shiftecha b'veisach is one, uvelechtecha b'aderech is two. Why do we need two drashas? Rashi is kasha, Tosfos is kasha. It's because one teaches me that if you're physically engaged in the mitzvah, you're potter min ha-mitzvah. And the other one teaches me that if you're torid b'dvar mitzvah, that's also sometimes enough to say oisik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. The Gemara asks a kasha. For ha'oisik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah mehacha nafka, is this in fact the makar mehasam nafka? We learn it from there, from someplace else. The Tanya Berlunt in the Brais, it says in the Torah, v'hiya anoshim asher hoyu t'meim le'nefesh adam v'goymer. So this is a pasuk and a parsha in the Torah that we talked a lot about and learned a lot about when we learned Masechtas Pesachim. It's the backdrop to the parsha of Pesach Sheni. So the first and only Korban Pesach that the Yidden brought in the Midbar, there were people that weren't able to partake in. They were Tameh. And because they were Tameh, they couldn't be involved in the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is Kachim. It involves Mikdash V'Kadashav. Someone that's Tameh is not allowed to engage in Mikdash V'Kadashav. So there were people that were Tameh. They missed out on the Korban Pesach. And they came with a Taina to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Why should we not be able to partake in this great mitzvah together with the rest of Klal Yisrael? And because they said, Lama Nigara, the Chiddush Arim and the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, they were able to schlep a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they got the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. So the Brice is discussing the rest of the story. You don't see this every day. Meaning, the Torah says there were people, they were Tamil Lenefesh, Lama Nigara, Pesach Sheni, all the sugis related to Pesach Sheni. But this Brice wants to know, Oysam Anoshim Mihayu. Who were these people? Says the Gemara. It was a major machlokes tanam. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, you want to know who they were? They were the people that were carrying the bones of Yosef. We know that Yosef HaTzadik swore to the Yidden, Hashpeya Hishbiya, that when they're going to leave Mitzrayim, they would take his bones with them. And the Yidden, Taka, had the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, and those people that had the bones were Tameh, because they were Tameh Domes Meis, because of Aroin Ishal Yosef. So these people could not partake in the Pesach Rishon because they were Tameh. What made them Tameh? They were carrying the Aron of Yosef. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer and others asked, why only Aroin Ishal Yosef? We know in the Teresh of Apeh that the Yidden didn't only take the Aron of Yosef, they took the Aron of all the Shvatim. Regardless, Rabbi Yisrael Glili says it's because they were carrying Aroin Ishal Yosef. Rabbi Kiva says, Mishol Vatzafen, you want to know who these people were? It was Mishael and El Tzofen. Why were they Tameh? Because they were Isaac and Nadav and Aviyu. Nadav and Aviyu, of course, died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the Yom HaKamas HaMeshkan. This is 2 weeks later, and they were Tameh. And because they were Tameh, it's for that reason they couldn't be in the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I disagree with Rabbi Yosef Aglili, and I disagree with Rabbi Akiva. You're going to tell me these people were Tameh, they couldn't be in the Korban Pesach because they were the noisim of Aroin Ishal Yosef. It was Mishal and Al-Tzofen that were metamet to Nadav and Aviyu. In noisim Aroin Ishal Yosef, hayu kvar hayu chaylam litar. They had time to become tar. In Mishal and Al-Tzofen hayu, you chaylam hayu litar. That was 2 weeks ago. It takes a week. Bayeh mashlishi, bayeh mashvi, you're done. So why would they, Elo, said Rabbi Yitzchak, something else. Elo, oiskim b'meis mitzvah hayu. These were people that were oiskim b'meis mitzvah. Now Rashi says right away, this is an important Rashi for another day. Lav meis mitzvah daf kamer. Not literally meis mitzvah. Daf vilu meiseim nami meis mitzvah karlohu. Anytime a person is involved in burying a relative, rachmano litzlan, that relative, for the person burying him or her, is a meis mitzvah. The mitzvah lehis asek bohem, because there's a mitzvah to engage
in burying kroivim. Kigoyna amurim beparshas koyanim shahakoyim metamaboy. There's Reb Tiveger who sends you to a Turiyev and this Geshmaka Raider. But the point is, Rashi says it wasn't literally a mes mitzvah. What it means is these were people that had to become tummy because they were burying relatives. Okay, shachal shvi shalohem liyis be'erev Pesach. And it just so happened that the seventh day of their tumah was on Erev Pesach. How do you know that? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "V'lo yochlu lasas haPesach b'yemahu." It sounds like they couldn't bring the korban Pesach that day. But yemahu ain't yochalim lasas. That day they had a problem. Halamach yochalim lasas. The next day they would have been able to bring it. So this is a point that's more negayah when you learn the back end of Masechtas Pesachim. Not so much for now. But the point is, Rabbi Yitzchak calls that you want to know who these people were. It wasn't the Noisei Arenish Al Yosef. It wasn't Mishav Al Tzafen. These were people, whoever they were. They were from the Dor Deya. They were from the Dor Amidbar. They were involved in burying a meis mitzvah. Their relatives, Rashi says, lav dafka a meis mitzvah in the meis mitzvah sense. And this is who was Tomei, and these were the people that came with a tain of Lama Nigara, and these were the ones that schlepped out the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Okay, what does that have to do with anything that we're learning? This is the kasha. The kasha ends right here, right? Tzrikos already the teretz. So what's the kasha? You see from here, from Reb Yitzchak, that he holds Oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah.
Why? Because if Reb Yitzchak would not hold Oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah, so what gave these people a right to bury their relatives, set themselves up where they would be tamei come Pesach, so that they wouldn't be able to bring the carbon Pesach? At that time, they didn't know about a Pesach Sheni, so really they're setting themselves up to not be able to bring the carbon Pesach. What gives them a right to do that? Now you'll tell me, what do you mean? They're getting involved in burying their kroivim. That's true, it's a very big mitzvah, but carbon Pesach is chorus. Carbon Pesach is even a bigger mitzvah. So what gave them a right to do that? Oh, says the Gemara, you know what Rabbi Yitzchak must hold? Oisik b'mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. So right now I have a mitzvah, so I have a right to go ahead and do the mitzvah. I want Pesach comes along, I'll be tamei, it's fine. I have a tainus, oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. But you see from the fact that they were allowed to do this mitzvah, that oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, why do I need b'shivtecha b'veisecha? Uvelechtecha v'aderech. Prat lo oisik b'mitzvah, prat l'chosen, to teach me oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. I know it from the parsha of Pesach Sheni. This would seem to be a schwarz and weiss parsha, not a diuk in a pasuk. B'shivtecha, uvelechtecha. But this is a clear parsha. From the parsha Pesach Sheni, l'churi, you should know the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. Why do we need two makayres? So the Gemara says, Srich, I'll tell you why we need two. Diyesh, min and hasam. Because had we only had the parsha Pesach Sheni, I would have said, there, it's different. Mishum de loimata zman chiyuva de Pesach. Because over there, when these people buried their kroivin, it wasn't time to bring the carbon Pesach. So they weren't violating the mitzvah Pesach. Now, they were setting themselves up so that when the time of the carbon Pesach comes, they wouldn't be able to bring it. But right now, it's not like there's a mitzvah in front of them that they're not doing. See, you don't see oisik b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah achshav if I have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah. But right now, where a person's doing a mitzvah, and this second is a chiyuv to say kriyishma, maybe you stop the mitzvah, and maybe you say kriyishma. That's why we need b'shivtecha b'veisach v'lachtecha v'derech. V'yesh minen hacha. And had I only known b'shivtecha b'veisach v'lachtecha v'derech, I would have said mishum to like a chorus. Maybe because there's no chorus. Avol hasim dik a chorus. Over there, we're dealing with the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is chorus. Emaloi, maybe there it doesn't work. Tzricha. That's why we have two makaris. So the bottom line is, after further review, we have two mekayres for the halacha of oisek b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah. We have b'shivtecha b'veisecha uvelechtecha b'aderech. B'shivtecha uvelechtecha, when you're involved in your own thing, stop and lane kriyishma. But if you're involved in doing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oisek b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah, we have another mekar from the parsha of Pesach Sheni. From the fact that the people that were tamei lanefesh were allowed to be metame themselves, despite the fact that that meant that they were not going to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. That's a raya that oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah. Why do we need two mekaris? So the Gemara addressed that. Says the Gemara gufa. So we're going to return to something that the Gemara mentioned. Derech agav anomen aleph gufa. Gufa always means we're referring back to something that we had previously stated. Amar Rab Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav. So Rav had a Talmud, Rab Abba Bar Zavda. He said several halachas in the name of his Rebbe, and the Gemara now is going to bring several of them. Avol chaya b'chol mitzvahs amuris b'tayr. An avol is obligated to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Meaning there would have been a havamina that an avol during his avelus, maybe he's potem in a mitzvah. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said, I'm going to tell you what Rav said. Avol chayev b'chol mitzvah is ha-amuris b'tayr. Chutz mitfilin, with the exception of tefillin, shari nemar bohen pe'er. Because the pasuk, this is a pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Chav Dalet, it describes the tefillin as pe'er. And because it describes it as pe'er, pe'er means beautiful, and an ovel is the antithesis of pe'er, efer, as opposed to pe'er, and because of that, he doesn't put on tefillin. Zoch de Gemara, not just that, midom alei rachmona l'yecheskel, from the fact that the Ebishter told Yecheskel, pe'ercho chavoish olecho v'goymer, we learn from there, atu de mechayves, avakula al miptiri. So the context is Yecheskel perchav dalet, as we just mentioned, where Hashem tells Yecheskel that you're going to lose a close relative, his wife, and after she dies, you should mourn her, but at the same time, don't do any of the things that mourners usually do. And one of the things Hashem told Yechezkel is pe'ercha chavoish olecha, you should wear tefillin. Oh, what do you see from there? You see that you're chayv in tefillin, but everybody else would really be potem in tefillin. V'hani mili said, Rab Abba bar Zavda, in the name of Rabbi, and Rishon, this is only true on the first day of Avelis. T'chsiv v'achariso k'yoyim mar, which seems to suggest that there's one day, there's a yoyim mar, that's bitter than all the other days. The first day of Avelis is the Iker day of Avelis, but as opposed to the rest of Avelis, then you're not going to have this halacha. So the first of Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, this halacha is in the name of Rav, Ovel Chayiv Bechol Mitzvah Yisrael Amuris B'Torah, with the exception of Tefillin. It's interesting that Rav gave two makaris why an Ovel should be potter in Tefillin. Number one, it says Pe'er. Pe'er. An Ovel has no shaykhis to Pe'er. And besides, Hashem told Yecheskel that when you're an Ovel, don't do any of the things that the Ovel is supposed to do. And one of the things he told him was, you should wear tefillin. As if to say, ordinarily you're not supposed to wear tefillin. So the Rishonim already asked the Kasha, so which Makar is it? Is it the first Makar? Is it the second Makar? Tosfos asks the Kasha on Amud Aleph, Ayin Sham. But regardless, Zokta Gemara Vayter. V'Omar, Reb Abba bar Zavda, Amar Rav. Reb Abba bar Zavda said something else in the name of Rav. He said, Ovel chayi b'sukkah. An Ovel is obligated to sit in a sukkah. Fekhtim Rav Pshita. Why would you think an Ovel's partner in a sukkah? Now the Tema Zokhtim Rav, Amar Rav, Abba bar Zavda, Amar Rav. Because Reb Abba bar Zavda said another thing in the name of Rav. Mitztair partner in a sukkah. So I would have thought, Hai nami mitztair hu. I would have thought that this person's a mitztair. He's an Ovel. He's a mitztair. So he should be partner in a sukkah. Kamash, Malon, Hani, Militzair, the Memel. When is a mitztair partner in a sukkah? That's a tsar, that's memela, Rashi. Shahas sukkah mitzaratoi. That's if the sukkah is causing the tsar. Kigan chama, itzino, it's hot, it's cold, it's raining, and you're sitting outside anyway, so now the sukkah is causing problems. I mean, you can very easily walk inside, and you're not going to have an issue. But this ovel, unfortunately, doesn't matter where he is, he's going to be in a state of tsar, and being that that's the case, iboile liyasuve daite, he has an obligation, he should try to figure out a way to come to a nechama for what it is that he's struggling with. But you want to call him a mitzvah, potem and a sukkah, that's something that's true if the sukkah is what's the impetus for the tzar. But if the sukkah itself is playing no role in the tzar, but rather this is something that is he's going to have regardless of where he is, in a situation like that, you don't have the halacha of mitzvah, potem and a sukkah. It's interesting, the lashon of the Gemara, iboyele liyesuve daite. This person, he should try to find a way, liyesuve daite. There's a fascinating tshuva from the Chavos Yar, where the Chavos Yar asked the question, that why is it that there's a halacha of tsar bali chayim, but you don't find anywhere that if someone's mitzar, a human being, that it's included in tsar bali chayim. So you have tsar bali chayim when it comes to animals, when it comes to insects. The tshuva that we spoke out, the Dover Nifla, Metz Hashem, will be a related rabbi before Rosh Hashanah, from Yehuda Asad about Shechita and Rosh Hashanah, the concept of Tzar Bali Chaim, Kol Merachim Al Abriyas, Merachman Olam Min HaShemayim, that was one of the themes of Masechta Shabbos. But you find this idea of Tzar Bali Chaim, it's a huge chelik of halacha, but by people you don't find that. You're not allowed to hit a person, you can't be malbim lechaver barabim, but there's no inyan of tsar bali chayim. That's not something you find. And the Chavos Yar said that the reason is because a person has the ability to control his emotions. So you could be mitzar a person, but the person has the ability to try to overcome whatever tsar you're inflicting upon him, and as a result, he will be able to deal with it. But an animal doesn't have the capacity to do that. And it's for that reason, if someone's mitzayir an animal, tzar bali chayim, deiraisa, derabanan, all the raid associated with tzar bali chayim. But a person has the ability to deal with anything that the Eibishter gives him. There's no such thing that a person has tzar that he doesn't have the ability to cope with. And as a result, you can have that level of tzar bali chayim, chiddush nifla of the Chavos Yar, v'omar rab abar bar zavda, omar rab abar Zavda said another halacha in the name of Rav Chassan, the groom, for hashush binin,
and the groom's men, the chol b'nei achuppah, and all the people that are partaking in the chuppah, peturim in asukah kol shiva, they're potter from the mitzvah sukkah kol shiva. So you had to be there to fully appreciate why this would be the case. But it seems that once upon a time, when somebody got married, his closest friends, also known as the Sheshbinim, and the B'nai Achuppah, the people that were invited to the wedding, they would literally partake in the festivities for a week. So much so that the Chosin, the Sheshbinim, and the Kol B'nai Achuppah, Peturim in Asukah Kol Shiva. I mean, it's hard to imagine someone's invited to a chasana, he goes to the wedding, he's Patim in Asukah Kol Shiva. But apparently, these people, they were so mishtatif in the Simcha on such a level that the Chosin, the Sheshbinim, and the B'nai Achuppah are Patim in Asukah Kol Shiva. The Chosin, we understand, right? The Chosin is Patim from Krishma. But everyone close to the chasan is also potter. Where says my time? What's the reason? The reason is because these people have to be freilach, and because they have to be freilach, it can't be in the sukkah. Why do they have to be freilach outside of the sukkah? Why can't they be in the sukkah? So the Gemara says, "Ein simcha ela b'chuppah." Again, you had to be there, but the simcha was in the chuppah, and it had to be in some house in some chuppah, and that's where the simcha was. Freit the Gemara, okay? V'lichlu b'sukkah, v'lechtu b'chuppah. What, the b'simcha manish every single minute? You can break and interrupt the festivities for breakfast, for lunch, for supper, for a snack. I mean, why is that such a big deal? Mar says you're right, but ain't simcha el b'makom suda. No, the simcha has to be together with the suda, and if the simcha has to be in a chuppah, the suda has to be there as well. Freit the Gemara, v'lifti chuppah b'sukkah. Why can't they figure out a way to make this chuppah in the sukkah? Again, not a chuppah as in an oil where you're getting involved in the sugis of the first parak. But why can't this whole freilachkeit, this whole simcha, the shavu brachas, why couldn't it be in the sukkah? So the Gemara says, over here the Amiram already had to say a pshat. Abayam, abayam, semeshum yichud. They were worried about yichud. And Rashi says that once upon a time, the sukkahs were on the rooftops. And as a result, there was a concern that maybe the chosin is going to leave, and as a result, maybe somebody else will be there with the kala, and you can run into yichud problems. And it's for that reason that Abaye said Chazal didn't want this festivity to take place in the sukkah. Rava said a different reason. He said it's mishum tzar chosin. The reason is because of the tzar of the chosin. Rashi says shamokim tzar upasuach she'im la'elo shalish defanes. Right, most sukkahs only had three walls. Uboish l'sachikim kalos. He's going to be embarrassed to be together with his wife, and therefore they didn't want this all to happen in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, my benayu, is there an afkamina between the two pshatim? Again, Abaye said yichud, Rava said because the chassan is going to be a little bit uncomfortable. So Mar says, the benayu, the shchichi inchi, the nafkivai lulahasan. Yeah, nafkamina would be if there are people that are coming over. The manam mishum yichud, the manam says yichud, like, there's no problem with yichud. Manam mishum tzar chassan, but according to manam, it says that it's because tzar chassan, ikka, you can have tzar chassan. Amrab Zera said, ano achli besukkah. He said, I ate in the sukkah, v'chadi b'chuppah, and I had my simcha in the chuppah. This is Rab Zeir himself, when he was a chassan, v'kolshkin the chadali boy, and I was even happier. Meaning, the idea is that if you're going to be b'simcha in the chuppah, and you're going to have to eat in the sukkah, it's going to cause some sort of tzar. He says, for me, it was just the opposite. The chadali boy, the kovid netarti. Say I was married, and say I had the zman simcha seinu, I was able to be in the sukkah. Tanu Rabbanan, one more gemara. Chassan, v'hashush bina v'chol b'nei chuppah. So on the topic of the chassan and the Shishbinim and the Bnei Achuppah, Pturin. This is amazing. They're not only potter from Sukkah, Minat Tefillah, right? Why aren't you wearing tefillin? Because I'm the best man, right? It's, again, it's hard for us to understand that. But you're potter from tefillah, you're potter from not tefillin, v'chayovim b'kriyishma. However, they are chayiv in kriyishma. I'm sure Rav Sheila Amru, Rav Sheila said, chosim potter, but v'hashishbinim v'chol b'nei achuppah chayovim. Everybody else is chayiv, and notice there's a little aleph, because that is the halach in the Shulchan Aruch, that the shishbinim and the b'nei achuppah, even though they seem to be a big part of the simcha, but at the same time, even though there was an idea that maybe they should be potter, they will be chayif, and we will stop here. So the topic of today's daf was overwhelmingly the halacha of oisek b'mitzvah, p'turim min ha-mitzvah. Why are we talking about that? It was the first halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, shluchei mitzvah, p'turim min ha-sukkah. And the Gemara said, "Mino ani mili." It's because shluchei mitzvah are oiskim b'mitzvah, and the halach is if someone's oisik b'mitzvah, this person is potter min ha-mitzvah. Now Rashi said that what are shluchei mitzvah?
These are people that are traveling, but they're traveling to do a mitzvah. And then Rashi gives examples. Kegoin, zum Beispiel. Lulmoy Torah, they're on the way to learn Torah. Ulahakbel Pnei Rabbi, they're on the way to visit their Rebbe. Fliftei Shvuim, or they're on the way to do Pinyon Shvuim. These are people that are Shluchei Mitzvah. They're Holchei Bederech Mitzvah. And as a result, these people are Pturim and Asukah because of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and Amitzvah. Rashi, in the next Dibra Maskel, says a chiddush. He says that when the Mishnah says Shluchei Mitzvah Ptur Min Asukah, three words. Va'afilu b'shas chaniyasa. That's true even when they're resting. Meaning, you would have thought that when a Holchei Mitzvah, when a Shluchei Mitzvah Ptur Min Amitzvah, that's when they're traveling. Right now, I'm involved. I'm engaged in doing what I have to do. Says Rashi, no. Va'afilu b'shas chaniyasa. Even when they're resting. Right now, I'm not going anywhere. I'm taking a break. So you would think, pitch a sukkah and sit down in it and be mekayim the mitzvah. Says Rashi, Shluchei Mitzvah Ptur Min Asukah, Afilu B'Shas Chaniyasa. Toisves, Dibra Masko, Shluchei Mitzvah brings Rashi, and Toisves says, V'teima, I don't understand Rashi. Meaning, Bishloima while they're traveling. So right now they're Oisik B'Mitzvah. If you're going to tell them to sit in a sukkah, they're going to have to stop the mitzvah that they're doing. They're going to go and figure out a way to sit in a sukkah. That mechuyev to do that because oisik b'mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. But b'shas chaniyosam, they're not involved in doing any mitzvah. Right now, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting around. So meicha teisa, they don't have an obligation to pick up a sukkah. Oh, you're gonna tell me it's because big picture, the broader context is that they're on their way right now to do a mitzvah. Oh, but if right now, this second, they're not physically engaged in a mitzvah, hayitochen, there should be halacha of oisik b'mitzvah, patman ha-mitzvah. And Tosfos says, im yuchoylo mekayim shneim, I don't understand. If it's possible to be mekayim, both of these mitzvahs, amai pturim, why should they be pater? And Tosfos says, think about it. Da'atu adam sheyesh lo tzitzis bebigdai. If someone has tzitzis in his baget, v'tfilim b'roishoy, and he has tfilin on his head, mi mifter bekach mishar mitzvahs, are you going to tell me that this person should be potter min ha-mitzvahs? According to Rashi, any person that's wearing tzitzis, any person that's wearing tefillin, should be potter min ha-mitzvah, because he's an oisik b'mitzvah. So that means you wake up in the morning, put on tzitzis, and you're done. You don't have to say kriya shma, you don't have to do another mitzvah because you're oisik b'mitzvah. Says Tosfos, of course not. Why? Because oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah means I'm physically engaged in doing the mitzvah. But if I'm not physically involved in doing the mitzvah, if it's efshel l'kayim shneiyeh for the same price, so there's no reason in the world I should have the ptur of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So says Tosfos, Rashi says, afilu b'shas chaniyosam, I don't understand Rashi, how it's possible to say that it'd be aloch of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, to the extent that it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So two ha'aris as it relates to this machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. There's a veltz kasha. This kasha is said over in the name of the Nesivos, but really the Hafla asks the kasha. The Maratzchias and the Zagoyis right here in the Gemara asks the kasha. And that is one of the most famous sugis in Chas as it relates to oisik b'mitzvah, potem and ha-mitzvah. It's in Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim. It's in the fourth parak. It's Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a Shomer Aveda. If somebody finds an Aveda, right now, he's watching that Aveda. He has a mitzvah, Aseda, a Raisa of Hashavas Aveda. There's a whole parak in Shas that's dedicated to the laws of Hashavas Aveda. One of the most classic prokem in Shas, Parak Elam Mitzis. So somebody right now is being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. He's a Shomer Aveda. Does he have a din of a Shomer Chinam? Or does he have a din of a shomer sacha? Meaning, what would be if the aveda was stolen or if it was lost? Does he have a din of a shomer chinam that's potter from geneva aveda? Or does he have a din of a shomer sacha that's chayev in geneva aveda? Rabbi says he has a din of a shomer chinam. He says, why? What's unique about a shomer chinam? Nobody's paying him. He says, who's paying this person? You'll tell me he's getting schar mitzvah. Mitzvah's lovely. Honest, no, nobody's paying him. And me, that nobody's paying me, he's a shomer chinam. If he's a shomer chinam, in the halachis of Shomrim, he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yosef argues. Rabbi Yosef says that a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Sachar. Why? So says Rabbi Yosef, the reason is the Kamahanyale Pruta. It's because this Shomer Sachar right now has the potential to Fardin a Pruta.
He may actually, physically, in this world, make a few dollars off the fact that he's a Shomer Aveda. How so? What would happen if while this person is watching the Aveda, somebody would come knock on his door? An Arman? So, ordinarily, you have a mitzvah. All the mitzvahs that are associated with the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if this person right now is watching the Aveda, he doesn't have to, because he's an Oisik b'mitzvah. And Oisik b'mitzvah is Batim in a mitzvah. So says Rabbi Yosef in Mesachtes Bava Kama Perek HaKoynes and in Adarim Perekim Ben Abudar and in many places in Shas, that I believe that because of the fact that this Shomer Aveda may potentially benefit, he may gain a pruta out of this geshaft of the fact that he's a Shomer Aveda, he has a din not of a Shomer Chinam, he has a din of a Shomer. And this is what's known throughout Shas as Pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's Chiddush. This is the Pruta de Rav Yosef that if somebody's a Shomer Aveda, he has a din of a Shomer Socha, the Kamahanyalei Pruta, because there's the potential for him to have a Pruta. So the Gedolei Achronim ask, a Meir de Gekasha. There's a Gemara in Mesachtes Ksubas Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there tells a story about Rava, who once upon a time forced somebody to give tzedakah. It's also a Gemara in Masechtes Bava Basra Daf Ches. So it's in Ksubas Mem Tes, it's in Bava Basra Daf Ches, where the Gemara says that Rava once forced somebody to give tzedakah. And Tosfos asks the Kasha, Heich Kava Oisa Bishvil Tzedakah. How did Rava have a right to force this person to give tzedakah? We know the rule. Any mitzvah saseh that has matan schor betzida, the halacha is Bezdin can't get involved. Bezdin doesn't have a right to force the person to do the mitzvah. Meaning, the Bezdin has the authority to force a person to do a mitzvah. Makin, va'oinchin, achateitse nafshoi, psubestav peivav. Bezdin has a right to do whatever they want as to make sure a person does a mitzvah. But at the same time, there are certain limitations they have. One of the limitations are, if the Torah dictates and details what the schar is going to be for this mitzvah, so then the halacha is, Bezdin does not have the right to meddle, and they don't have a right to force the person to do a mitzvah. If that's the case, how is Rava able to force a person to give tzedakah? Tzedakah, it says in the Torah, ki baglal adavar hazeh, hivarecha Hashem alikecha, the biggest brachas in the Torah come for somebody that gives tzedakah. So if that's the case, Frank Dysmas, how did Rava have a right to force this person to give tzedakah? This is exhibit A for a mitzvah shematan schor betzida, and the rule is, any mitzvah that say that's matan schor betzida, person doesn't have a right to force the person to do. So Tyson says a few terutzen. Tyson's last terutz is, v'yoid, the betzedakah ikutarti lavi. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, there are two lavin, meaning in addition to the mitzvah saseh of tzedakah, there's also lavin. It says in the Torah, lo sa'amitz, and it says in the Torah, v'lo sikbaitz. So it says in the Torah that if an arman comes to you, lo sa'amitz es levavcha, don't harden your heart. V'lo sikbaitz es yotcha, don't hide your hand. Mi'achicha evyon. And then there's mitzvah saseh, ki pasoyach tiftach es yotcha loy, v'havi kavitenu de machsoyre yashayach soloy. And then it says again, nosoin titen loy, v'lo yeira levavcha besitcha loy, ki beglala dover azay yivrecha Hashem alaykecha. But in addition to the mitzvah saseh, it says tois, it's also lavin. It says lo sa'amitz es levavcha, and it says v'lo sikbaitz es yotcha. This that is a halacha, that a mitzvah saseh, that's ma'an schor betzi, the bezin doesn't have a right to force the person to do, that's only for a mitzvah saseh, but that's not true for a mitzvah loy saseh. And when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, in addition to the mitzvah saseh, there's also two lavin. There's the lav of loy sa'amitz es levavcha, and there's the lav of loy sikbaitz etz yotcha me'achicha ha'evyon. I think we once told the story with the Beis HaLevi. I heard it from Yeshua. He said that somebody once came to the Beis HaLevi and he gave him a very, very large nadava. It was a chassid of the Beis HaLevi, and he gave him an envelope, and there was a lot of money there. And the Beis HaLevi picked up the envelope, and this person that gave him the money was, you know, he just gave him a very chash of a schum. And as the Beis HaLevi picks up the envelope and he's about to look inside to see how much money he just got, there was a knock on the door. And the Beis HaLevi goes to the door and there was an amana, and she came to the Beis HaLevi and she started crying. And she said that her landlord wants to throw her out of her apartment, and she has a family of yesoimim, and she pasha doesn't have food to feed them. And maybe the Rav of Brisk can help her out a little bit. So the Beis HaLevi said, you came at the perfect time. And he took the envelope and he gave it to the woman. And this Gvir felt bad. He says, you know, he gave the Beis HaLevi a lot of money, more than the Beis HaLevi was probably expecting to get. And Beis HaLevi never even looked at the money, never even counted it. Sitem ga'ayta bissel, sitem gitzipt a little bit. So he felt close to the Beis HaLevi, and he told him, he said, sa'at mecha bissel. He says, I understand, the Rav couldn't at least count the money, couldn't at least see. At least take a look at the money. And the Beis HaLevi looked at him. He said, you wanted me to count money? There were two bixen. There were two guns that were pointing at me. Ich soll zählen Geld? How can you count money when there's two Büchsen fehlen? Sie haben also gewähnt, die zwei Büchsen. Sie haben steht in der Teure, leu sa amit sa slavavcha, für leu sick boy sa ziotcha mi akicha evioi. He says, ich hab gad yishe vadas, sa zählen Geld. But these are the two Laban. So that's what Tosfos says. The reason Rava was able to force this person to give tzedakah, you're right, kol mitzvah sa say, shema and schar, but see that Allah is not a force. But this wasn't just a mitzvah sa say. This two Laban. It's because of the Laban, leu sa amit sa slavavcha, and it's because of the Laban, so fragt the Nesivos, and fragt Afla, and fragt Marzchius, and many, many other Gedoyli Achroine. It's mavur that the mitzvah of stock is not only a mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah slois saseh as well. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yosef said that a shomer aveda has a din of a shomer sachar. Why? The kamahanyule pruta, the Rav Yosef, quote unquote. Because what would happen if the person's watching the Aveda and someone's gonna come, he's gonna knock on the door and he's gonna want tzedakah, he's not mechuyev to give him that tzedakah. Because right now I'm oisik b'mitzvah. Fregen d'achroinim, oisik b'mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. But oisik b'mitzvah is potem in haloisaseh. So if someone's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, holchei drachim don't have to sin in a sukkah, then I'll eat nevela. Then I'll let eat chazer. Then I'll let eat pasav v'chalof. Oisik me'mitzvah is potem me'mitzvah saseh. But that's poshet. You don't even have to speak this out. Then oisik me'mitzvah is not potem for mitzvah lo saseh. Now, if you're going to tell me the mitzvah of tztaka, or not going to the door, not giving tztaka, involves not just one lo saseh, two lo saseh, lo samitzes levavcha, v'lo sik mo'itzes yotcha me'achicha evyon. So if that's the case, it's a question of lo saseh. So where do you have the halacha of oisik me'mitzvah potem in haloisaseh, a cushion of flaw that the Gdoyli Achroinim has. So I'll tell you just a novel teretz that I saw from the same Peter Roof in his Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Tzion Chelek Beis. He said, Tosfos said that the only time you say oisik b'mitzvah potem in ha-mitzvah is if it's e'efshel l'kayim shnei, meaning if it's impossible to do both. So you have a choice. There's a face-off. Either I do this mitzvah or I do that mitzvah. Al zeh nemar, oislik b'mitzvah, it's potem in a mitzvah. Said the same Peter Ruv, let's just think about it logically. It's just so basic and foundational. There's a lot of geshmak and terutzim to this kasha, but this is just very, very basic. Breaking it down a little bit. Why do you need a halach of oislik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah? I'm doing a mitzvah right now. Mechates, I should do the other mitzvah. My chassis, I'm doing a mitzvah now. Who said I should do the other mitzvah? He says, the teretz is, because the Gemara says that when it comes to assays, and I have a decision, should I do this assay or that assay? So we have a loshen in chazal, my ume, hay assay, me hay assay. It gets very tricky when it comes to assays. And because it gets very tricky when it comes to assays, so chazal needed to tell us two drashnas, b'shiftachav v'esachov lachtachav aderech, and then the parashah of Pesach Sheni, that is halach of oisnik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. Because really, when I have two mitzvahs in front of me, it's very unclear. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't really guide us very clearly in terms of how I'm supposed to go about it. My ulmei hayaseh, me hayaseh. But if I have a face-off between an aseh and a loisaseh, for that I have a gross Shulchan Aruch. For that I have many, many sugyas and shas. For that I have aseh, doicha loisaseh. And by the way, Tosfos says in Yevamos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that not only is aseh doicha one loisaseh, but aseh is doicha two laven as well. If you have two laven together, aseh is doicha two laven. So said the same Peter Ruf, I don't understand what you're worried about. You're worried about the fact that the Araman is knocking on the door, and you have two laven in the Torah of loisamit says levavcha, for loisik bais et yotcha me'achicha evyoy, memanavshach. If it's efshel l'kayim shneyem, then you have to go to the door. Elamai, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, it's a question of right now. Do I do the assay? Do I do the lois assay? Al zeh nemar assay, doicha lois assay. And even though it's two lavin, al zeh nemar assay, doicha two lois assays. So l'chur, it's bullshit that that's what I'm going to do. It was dafka regarding the assay, where it's not clear what you're supposed to do when you have two assays, because that gets very verplanted. Then you have the sugyas of mayu me dahay assay, mehay assay, and he sends us to a tshuvas noy de bihuda that we spoke about in somewhere, Masechtas Pesachim, I think. But the point is that there's raid on what you do with two assays. That's when you run into the mayu me hay assay, mehay assay. Here we need guidance. Oh, that's the guidance. Oisik b'mitzvah, patam in ha-mitzvah. So said the same Peter Ruv, as it relates to the loisaseis, That we don't need sukkah chafei for. That you don't have to come on to prut. That's poshet. Because for that, you have the halach of asei doichaloi sasei. Where we need a little bit of help is regarding dasei. And for that, I have oisink b'mitzvah, batim and ha-mitzvah. Regardless, there's so much to be mafalful on this. But that's the first aura. The second aura is, so again, Rashi said that hochei drachim apturim in asukkah, even b'shas chani yosem. Toi said, how could that be? How could you tell me that the potter, afilu b'shas chani yosem, l'chayra b'shas chani yosem, there, it's efshel l'kayim shneim, and it's efshel l'kayim shneim, it's poshut that you shouldn't have the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah potter b'na mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah potter b'na mitzvah is if you can't do both. But if you could do both, what's the havam that you shouldn't do both? Toi says, lashon was, v'teimo, im yecholim l'kayim shneim, amai pturim, the otu adam sheyesh leit tzitzis bebigdoi utfilim beroishem mimifter. Right, Tosis is trying to make a dramatic point. Tosis, if you're going to tell me oisim mitzvah, batim and a mitzvah, even if I'm not physically engaged in the mitzvah, even if I can do another mitzvah, it's fine, it's not going to impact the one mitzvah I'm doing in any way, then just put on tzitzis in the morning, or put on tefillin, and you're done. Otu, someone that has tzitzis bebigdoi utfilim beroishem, hayala aladas. Can anyone have a havamina be menoishal havamina that you're going to say for a person like that, oisik b'mitzvah batam and ha-mitzvah elamaisas tois, you see clearly that if efshel l'kayim shneim, then the halacha is, of course you don't say oisik b'mitzvah batam and ha-mitzvah. So Rabbi Bienenfeld, a few months ago, called me and he asked a beautiful ha'ara on Tosfos, but it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, we've spoken over the years, right from the Beis Halevi and for Itzel Petterberger, for Reb Chaim Brisker, tonight's Reb Chaim's Yahrzeit, for Reb Chaim Brisker, that the mitzvah of Mila does not end when a baby is 8 days old and has a bris Mila, but rather it's a mitzvah nimsheches. In fact, every single second that a yid is mahul, he's mekayim a mitzvah esse d'oraisa of Mila. In other words, to say it in the vernacular, there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. There's the Ma'isa HaMila, which happens on the 8th day from when a child is born. And then there's the second part of it, which a child is Mekayim every single second that he's Gemalit. And the Mekar that Reb Itzel Petterberger and Reb Chaim brought was from a Gemara Mesechtes Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, a classic Gemara. The Gemara says, B'shoshen Nichnas Dovid Beis Merchitz, Dovid Melech was running away from Shaul. He was a fugitive. Shaul wanted to kill him. And Dovid Melech was in a Beis Merchitz. V'ra Atzmai Oymed Arum. And he saw that he was Arum. He saw that he wasn't wearing any clothing. So the Gemara says, Amar, he said, Oili she'emoid Arum alei mitzvah. He says, I'm Arum, I have no mitzvahs on me right now. I'm in trouble. Meaning, I don't have any protection. Kiner mitzvah, the mitzvah protects. She'em mitzvah le'yeda davara. He said, but right now I'm Arum. I don't have any mitzvahs. What's going to be? Kimish niska ben mila. But then he remembered that he had bris mila. Shebib saroi. He was in the Beis Merchitz. Nisyash v'daitoi. He calmed down. La'ach she'yotza. After he left the Beis Merchitz. Omer le'ashira. He said shira. Shenemar. Which shira did he say? Lam natseach ala shminis. Mizmor le'David. It was a shira ala mila. Shenitna b'shmini. So David HaMelech's in the Beis Merchitz. He's running away from Shaul. He's literally Aram, but also he felt spiritually Aram, because he felt he had no mitzvahs on him. Then he remembered that he had bris mila, and because he had bris mila, he felt he was protected because he had the mitzvah. So Reb Itzel Petterberger and Reb Chaim Brisker, they asked, he said, I understand. If David HaMelech was worried that he didn't have a mitzvah, so what was the nechama that he had with the fact that he had bris mila? Bris mila was something that he did when he was 8 days old. Elamai, he remembered that he once did a mitzvah. What, David HaMelech forgot all the mitzvahs that he did? He was always doing mitzvahs. The problem was, achshav, this second he didn't have a mitzvah. So this second he didn't have a mitzvah, then why was it that Kivan Sheniska ben Mila Shebepsarin is Yash V'daitoi? So the G'doyle G'doyle Alamdim said that you see from this Gemara that when David HaMelech was Niska ben Mila, what he remembered was that this second he's being Mekayim a mitzvah. He's not being Mekayim a mitzvah. The Teretz says there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. You have the mitzvah of Mila, that's the Maisa Mila that happens when a child is 8 days old, and then you have the mitzvah Nimsheches, that's a mitzvah that a person and that every single second that he's gemalit, and that's why it was nesiyash v'daita, because he realized this second, even in a beis merchitz, right now he was still able to be mekayim the mitzvah of mila. Another raya that Rabbi Itzel Petterberger brought, and raya nefla, was from Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Vayechi. So Yaakov Avinu is ba'achris hayamim, and he calls his son Yosef HaTzadik,
who's the Mishnah Lamelech, who has a lot of protection, the Egyptian government, and he tells him, I'm going to die soon, and the Egyptians are going to want to bury me here in Egypt, but I want you to swear, and I want you to make sure that I don't get buried here. I want to be buried with my father and with my Zayd. I want you to take me to the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. But before he asked him to swear, he told him, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechi. I want you to take your hand, and I want you to put it Tachas Yirechi. What did he mean? He wanted him to grab on to the Mila, because there's an idea that a person who makes a Shvur Dei Raisa is supposed to do it B'nekitas Chefetz. He's supposed to be holding a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. That's why the Mishnah says in Masech Teshvuz, people when they swore they would hold a Sefer Torah, this is an idea to hold a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. And you see many times in the Torah that this is the way Shvuas happened. It happened, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechi, because the Mila is a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. So Bitzla Paterberger asked that there's an obvious Rav Nosson that says that Yaakov Avinu was Noilad Mahol. So if Yaakov Avinu was Noilad Mahol, so he asked the Kasha. He never did Bris Milah. So if he never did Bris Milah, it wasn't a Chafetz Shal Mitzvah. Yaakov was an Ish Tam. He was born Tam. He never had Bris Milah. So if he never had Bris Milah, so how is it a Chafetz Shal Mitzvah? Now you'll tell me at a Tafis Dan Bris. There's a big shaila what a Tafis Dan Bris really is. Say if a Tafis Dan Bris, Mimel. But what about according to all the Paiskim that, oh, Tafis Dan Bris is not real Milah? So it comes out he never did Bris Milah. So fake a Bitzela, how was Yaakov Avinu able to use Simla Yotcha Tachas Yirechi as a Chafetz Shal Mitzvah? Yaakov Avinu was Noilad Mal. So a Bitzela said, Vaisois is two dinam in Milah. Here's the Maisna Milah, and then there's an Indian that a Yid has to be Mal. Someone that's Noilad Mal can't do the first part of the Mitzvah. But the second part of the mitzvah, he doesn't lose out. At the end of the day, he's gemalit. And the fact that he's in a state of mohel, that is also a kiyum mitzvah. And as a result, Yaakov Avinu, Simno Yotcha Tachas Yirechi, was able to be a Chafetz Shal Mitzvah. But regardless, this is the reign in Pre-Yitzchak, Chelek Bey, Simon Lamed. This is Dvarim Atikin Adla Ma'oid, that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Milah. This is the Milah that happens by Yom HaShmini, and then there's the mitzvah Nimsheches, that every second that a person is Mol, he's Mekayim a mitzvah. So Rabbi Bienenfeld Shlita asked the Bamba Kasha. He said, if that's the case, Tosfos and Daf Chaf Hei, in our sugya, in the sugya of Oisik b'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas. Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi, and he's trying to be as dramatic as he possibly could. Rashi, you hold Oisik b'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, even if it's Efshel L'kayim Shneim, V'teimah, Im Yechayim L'kayim Shneim, Amai Pturim, the Otu. What's the most dramatic comment that Tosfos can make? Mishin Yesh Lo Tzitzis B'Bigdoi? That means if you put on tzitzis in the morning, you're done. Frank Rabbi Bienenfeld, say better. You gemalit. If when you gemalit, you mekayim a mitzvah. Menachis mem gimel amid beis. All the brisk gerei. So Tosfos should have said better. Any person that wakes up in the morning, gemalit. He shouldn't have to do it. You don't have to put on tzitzis. You don't even have to put on tefillin. This was the kasha. So I was talking to Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Levi Chomsky, and I told him over this ha'ara. So Rabbi Levi told me, tell Rabbi Bienenfeld, he was mechavin to the Marach Ur Zeruah. The Marach Ur Zeruah was Rabbi Chaim, who was the son of the Ur Zeruah. So this goes back a little bit. And in Tshuva Kuf Pei Gimel, he says what Tosfos says. And he says that the only time do you have the halach of oisah b'mitzvah, patim and hamitzvah, is if it's efshel l'kayim shneim. But if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, then you don't have this halacha. And he proves it. You know what his proof is? The atu adam sheyesh lo tzitzis b'bigdoi, v'tfilin b'roishoi, u'mezuzah b'pischoi, and I'm skipping three lines, u'milo toichiach, shekol Yisrael yesh la mitzvahs milo, v'david avon aleo mizmor, kishen nichtas l'beis hamerchitz, v'ra atzma yorim mikol mitzvahs, v'nitzkosh oisah mitzvahs milo b'saroi. So you see that it's posh that you can't say such a thing. Because if that would be the case, then Mila Toichiach, it's Mefurish in the Marach Ur Zeruah. Oh, but one thing that Rabbi Levi said, and Rabbi Bienenfeld said, is that from Tosfos, from the fact that Tosfos didn't say it, from the fact that Tosfos didn't say, maybe this is a Makar, not like some of this raid. I'll call upon him. There's so much raid in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei. I mean, this is a daf that's a fachba the kuluba, but tucked away in something that Tosfos never said. You can look high and low in this daf. I don't think you're going to find the word Mila here. But from the fact that Tosfos didn't say the word Mila, this could be one of the great Maror Mekayimus in Hilchas Mila, in some of the Bris Kalamdas in Mila, raid that's reverberated throughout Brisei Mila, from Grace to London throughout the years. But the point is that from the fact that the Marach Ur Zeruah brought Mila as a Makar, and Tosfos did not bring Mila as a Makar, maybe this has to do with this shmooze, this raid from the Beis Halevi, from Rab Chaim, and from Rab Itzel Paterberger. But one more ha'ara. And that is, so we're learning the sugya of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. We have two makairis for it. We've seen it as it relates to Kriyashma. We've seen it as it relates to Sukkah. We've even seen that someone that's not physically Oisik b'mitzvah, but merely somebody that's Torah b'dvar mitzvah, even a person like that can have the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Reish Men Vav is discussing the halach of Talmud Torah. Says the Mechaber, Sivkot and Yudchas, Talmud Torah shakul keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. V'salmud Torah keneged kulam. It's a Mishnah, we say it every morning. Ha'yulof fanavas yis mitzvah v'talmud Torah. If someone has two mitzvahs in front of him, he can do a mitzvah, or he can learn Torah. Mevshel ha-mitzvahs l'asa l'yecherim. If it's possible for someone else to do the mitzvah, lo yavsek talmud, don't stop learning. In lav, however, if you cannot, then yasa mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah, the yachzal l'tayrasai. And then afterwards, you should go back l'tayrasai. Only afterwards, you should go and you should continue learning. In other words, if someone's sitting and learning Torah, and while he's learning Torah, he has an opportunity to do a mitzvah. So what should you do? Should you stop learning Torah and go do the mitzvah? Or no, I'm learning. So let someone else figure out what to do with it. And if not, then so be it. So says the Shulchan Aruch, no, you have an obligation to make sure the mitzvah is done. So if someone else could do the mitzvah, yeah, then don't do the mitzvah. What you're learning and what you're doing is more chashiv than whatever the mitzvah is. V'salmud Torah keneged kulam. But at the same time, if there's no one else that could do the mitzvah, you have to stop. Meaning, yafzik talmudai, v'yachzal l'tayrasa. And then afterwards, you should go back and you should learn Torah. In other words, you're learning Torah, there's a mitzvah, no one else could do it, stop learning and go ahead and do the mitzvah. Freitra Meir Simcha and Ar Sameach, and it's the most obvious kash in the world, and that is, how could there be such a halacha? What happened to Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah? And if you say Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, when it comes to ordinary mitzvahs, then certainly you're going to say Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is Shokul Keneged Kula. So how is it possible that by every mitzvah you have the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, but dafka by Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kula, over there you don't have the halacha of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah? And the truth is, to add insult to injury, or to just make the kasha that much stronger, Rashi in our sugya said, Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min asukah. What shluchei mitzvah? Holchei b'derech mitzvah. Kegoin, Lilmoy Torah, Ulahakpul p'nei rabbi, V'liftoi shvuin. One of Rashi's examples was Lilmoy Torah. That means if somebody's traveling, he's on his way to learn Torah, he has a din of an oisik b'mitzvah, he's potem in a mitzvah. Sahaga ba'atzmecha. You're in the car, you're driving to Beis Medrash, you're an oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. But I'm sitting behind my Stender and I have a Reb Chaim open and I'm learning, I don't have a din of a Oisik b'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. How's it possible such a thing? You're on your way to learn, then you're Potter. But I'm in the middle of learning, then it's going to be okay? What's Pshat? So Meis Simcha asks this Kasha, and Ayin or Sameach, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. He says a beautiful teretz, but the Inkam Mekoy Melaharech. But it's Yodua. The Rab Kiveger in Mishnah, Rab Kiveger in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch, on that halacha says, "I am betshuvas kol ben Levi bechidushav al lishoynois berama." So we always say when Rab Kiveger tells you to look something up, it's good advice to look it up. So the tshuvas kol ben Levi, which was a tshuva from a kadmoin, he asks this kasha and he says a dover nifla. Says the tshuvas kol ben Levi, it's true. Oisik b'mitzvah spatam in a mitzvah. And it's true that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. But at the same time, when it comes to Talmud Torah, you don't have the halach of Oisik b'mitzvah spatam in a mitzvah. He said why? He said because Oisik b'mitzvah spatam in a mitzvah means I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. I don't have to stop the mitzvah that I'm doing to go ahead and do another mitzvah. I'm Oisik b'mitzvah right now. I'm in the middle of the mitzvah. Why should I stop to do another mitzvah? Stating that, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, said the tshuvas kol ben Levi, every single word that a person learns is a separate mitzvah. In other words, you're never Oisik b'mitzvah in the technical sense when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're never in the middle of learning. I'm always
starting a mitzvah and finishing a mitzvah. I'm always before the next mitzvah and just finished with the previous mitzvah. So any single time I'm learning and I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, it's similar to me having two mitzvahs in front of me and I'm forced to make a decision again, which mitzvah do I want to opt, which mitzvah do I want to do? If a person's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, but if a person has two mitzvahs in front of him and he needs to decide which one of the mitzvahs he should do, over there you don't have the halacha of isa b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Torah, you're never in the middle of Torah. You're always starting another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah. And it's always a situation of, should I learn another word of Torah, do another mitzvah? Well, maybe I should do that other mitzvah, whatever it is. So you never an Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. This is what the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi said, and this is what Kveger wanted us to see when he said, I am the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi. Oh, but lefi the teretz of the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi, lefi the hezber of the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi, it's poshet. It's poshet. That's the teretz to Rashi here in Sukkot Av Chafem. Aleph. Rashi says, what does that mean? I don't understand. If you're learning, you don't have the halacha of Isa mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. But if I'm on my way to learn, I do have the halacha of Isa mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. The Teretz says, yeah. Because if I'm on my way to learn, going to learn is one chefetz of a mitzvah. So I'm in the middle of doing the mitzvah. Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. When I'm learning, it's not one chefetz of a mitzvah. Every word is a separate mitzvah. So if every word is a separate mitzvah, you don't have Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. The reason you don't say Isaac mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, or Talmud Torah, not because the mitzvah doesn't allow it. Why wouldn't the mitzvah allow it? If you lesser mitzvah say have oisik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, certainly Talmud Torah would. It's because I'm never really oisik mitzvah. But when I'm holchei bedrachim, when I'm on my way to do a mitzvah, then I really am. Then I am in the middle of doing the mitzvah. And because then I really am in the middle of doing the mitzvah, so over there, you would have the halacha of oisik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So this truth is called Ben Levi was a beer. Nifla or Mifur Semes to say pshat in a very difficult halach in Shulchan Aruch. But if you think about it, it's also a tremendous chizik, because what the Teshuvas Kol Ben Levi is saying is that when a person sits down to learn, every single word that the person learns is a separate mitzvah. Al kol teva v'teva yamakayim a mitzvah. You take dalad minim, you shokel a lulav, you are makayim a mitzvah. You do another mitzvah, whatever it is, you are makayim a mitzvah. You learn Torah, every single word of learning is another mitzvah. And the truth is that, you know who brings this point out so strongly? It's the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, who of course was very, very mekatzer, but the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Masechtas Peah, and this is in Shnois Aliyo, it's on the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim She'en Lam Shir, HaPeah V'Abikurim V'Harei Oyoin U'Kmilos Chasadim V'Salmut Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, Salmut Torah is Ein Lo Shir. So he says, Talmud Torah that's Ein Lo Shir means Loi Lamata V'Loi Lamala. Meaning there's no Shir Lamayla. There's no ceiling. That's obvious. But there's, at the same time, there's no Shir Lamata either. Any little bit of learning that a person does, that's already a mitzvah. Meaning there's no Shir Lamayla and there's no Shir Lamata. What does that mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, because a person that learns Teva Achas, one word, you're already mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a person has a mitzvah to learn Torah. One word, that's what you have to say. Mei emosai, you're done. Literally, you start the mitzvah, the Mishnah, shluchei, finished. You yaitza the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Elu tfarim shein lem shir, loy lamala v'loy lamata said the Vilna Gaon. You say one word of Torah, you're already yaitza. So the Vilna Gaon says, you can ask me a kasha. The Gemara says, Menachas Tav Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Menachas Tzadik Tes says the Gemara that what's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? So, Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to learn the whole day and the whole night. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no. Afilu kara kriyishma shal shachris fishal arvis, you're going to be yoitza. But says the Vilna Gaon, it sounds like the smallest shear is kriyishma shal shachris v'arvis, not teva achas. So says the Vilna Gaon asks his kashna. He says, no, that Gemara's lavdafka. But the Gemara meant to say was, everybody says Kriya Shema. So if you say Kriya Shema, you should know you were Yotze. But rather, if you are not saying Kriya Shema for whatever reason, one word, Shluchei, you're done. You don't have to say Mitzvah. You're already Yotze in a Mitzvah. Just by saying Shluchei, that in and of itself is going to be enough. I remember I once heard from Rabbi Avraham Yeshua, he said in Chumash here, so he was saying over that somebody once came to Reb Chaim, and he saw Reb Chaim was very besimcha. So he asked Reb Chaim, he says, why are you so besimcha? So he told him, Val mein velvel. I don't remember how old he was, but he was very young. I think he said he's 1 year old when I can't learn it. says, Velvel, a king should learn. He's a little baby. How does he know how to learn? He said, yeah. He said, Tata, ich will mayim. He said, mayim is a word in the Torah. It's a teva achas b'Torah. A king should learn it. Because a teva achas is already a word in the Torah. Either way, if you go through the Vilna Gaon, he goes again and again, and he says how one word, even one word of Torah is already Torah. So I was thinking, and I once heard the famous hesped from Bianco Galinsky that he said on the stipler, right, the classic hesped. So he said that somebody once came to the stipler with a child, and he said his child was in yeshiva for many years, and he wanted to be able to take his child out of yeshiva, but he wasn't going to do it unless the stipler was maskim. And he told the stipler that my son's been in yeshiva 5 years, and the Mishnah says that if someone learns for 5 years and he's not Roya Simon Bracha in his learning, he's never going to be Roya Simon Bracha. This is what he said. He's never going to be Roya Simon Bracha. So he didn't just come with a question, right? He came with a mahaloch. He thought that based on Divrei Chazal, the right thing to do would be certainly to take his child out of yeshiva. So the stipler looked at the child and he asked him, my kid, he says, do you know a Mishnah? You know a Mishnah? A Mishnah? He said, yeah, I know a Mishnah. Shnai Moichsam Betalis, Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah, Bezeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah. He said he knows a Mishnah. He says, 5 years ago, when you went to yeshiva, did you know a Mishnah? He says, nah, I didn't know a Mishnah. So he turns to the father. He says, how can you tell me this child is Eini Roya Simen Bracha? He says, 5 years ago, this child didn't know a Mishnah. He says, today he has a Mishnah. His neshama has a Mishnah. That's not Simen Bracha. He says, 5 years ago, this neshama didn't have one Mishnah. And now he has a Mishnah. So Yankel Galinsky said, you know, when he heard that story, his muscle rishon was like, how do you understand? This is the stipler. This was someone that knew kol haTorah kula. This was someone that like pasik gir samitay chpum. He didn't stop learning for 1 second, and he was so impressed over someone that knew one mishnah. Right? Usually, someone that reaches a certain level of success in a certain area, so it's hard to appreciate something that's so insignificant relative to his success. So he sees here, he's the stipler, he's the god of Adar, and he was in nispa because a child learned for 5 years and he knew one Mishnah, but he said, fakir, it's Adarab, but that was the godless of the stipler. It's because he was machshiv one Mishnah, and in his mind, one Mishnah was Simen Bracha, and when you have such chashivas for every prat, that's where it builds to the klal. You know, the Vilna Gaon is giving a whole shir on Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, V'Salm B'Torah, and Talm B'Torah's Ein Lo Shir L'Malo L'Mat. This is the Vilna Gaon who made a cheshmet that he wasn't mevatel 60 seconds of Torah a year. And literally, the Vilna Gaon is giving a whole shir. You don't even have to say Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis V'Arvus. Overrated, right? Right, the Gemara says even that you're not allowed to tell an Am Ha'aretz, because the Am Ha'aretz is going to think he doesn't have to learn. Comes again the Vilna Gaon, and Shnei Saliyahu Mesechtes Peya, and the Gaon says that no, even a teva achas. So the Vilna Gaon, teva achas is Torah. Fakir, this is mamish tavart. It's from such a chashivas for one word of Torah. That's the Vilna Gaon. But then toich dvar of the Vilna Gaon, he just throws in one punchline, and we're going to end with this. So the Gaon says, if you're mizboinin in this for a second, that Talmud Torah is ein l'shir loy l'mala v'loy l'mata, and a teva achas of Torah is a mitzvah. He says imkei. He says, Kishaloi made la mashal. He says, I'll explain to you what a mashal from the Dubna Magid of a mashal from the Vilna Gaon. He says, Imkain, Kishaloi made la mashal daf echot. Says, make a cheshman. If you learn one daf, says the Vilna Gaon, he says, just from learning Mikayim Kama Meyos Mitzvahs, you'll be Mikayim hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. He says, one daf Gemara is hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. Right, we count sometimes how many dafin. Forget about how many dafin. How many mitzvahs? Every single daf is hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. Vimkein, he says, it's positive. A person has a shiloh to learn Torah. Or to do another mitzvah, bevada yoyser toiv l'kayim meya mitzvahs, b'mitzvah achas. Regardless, this is the yesoid of the tshuvas kol ben Levi, the Reb Kideger said in Shulchan Aruch, Ayin Sham, and it's really the yesoid of the Vilna Gaon and Shnois Aliyahu, that on the one hand, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'teva achas, which, you know, maybe you don't want to say too loudly in certain circles, because if that's the case, you really don't have to learn the whole daf. One mitzvah, and you're ready to the mitzvah. But then again, there's a whole nother side to that. And that is, if one teva of Torah is a mitzvah, so what does that tell you about a teva of Torah? And what does that tell you about a daf of Torah? And what does it tell you about a person that harav isn't learning? Yismikayim v'gisa boy, gaima v'layla. And we will end here.